You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of ChaseRunnerCatch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, it's easier, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both past and present. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk, guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of hosts, and insightful analysis on the day's biggest story. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. And I think I'm starting to feel better. Like, I got my first shot on Thursday. I did post that on Twitter. One of the few things I felt comfortable taking a photo of on my body was a place where they stuck a needle in me. Because that's kind of big for being able to move past everything and just move past all the isolation and all that. And I'm really looking forward to it. I went out to the beach today. It's like the first time I've been out to the beach. And like, there were a ton of people. But everyone was still observing like 6 feet apart, even on a relatively small beach. So I actually started working on not being pale as heck, given I've spent the majority of the past 15 months in a concrete cell. So yeah, hopefully things are getting better. And we'll see. We'll see how the progression goes. Blue Jays had a tough run while I was away recovering from my vaccine shot. Just doing a lot of sleeping. Seemed like the Blue Jays were sleeping a little bit, but I mean, if it was the Astros, I'd want to be anywhere else too. Just because, ugh. Anyway, Blue Jays ended their season series with the Astros, thankfully. And I don't know if it's just the Astros were upset that George Springer left them for Toronto, because, of course. But yeah, seemed like they were playing with an extra edge against the Blue Jays. Took 2 of 3 in Florida. Just lit up Hyunjin Ryu, which that's just disappointing. But they were elevating a lot of balls against Ryu, and if you can do that against him, I mean, it takes away a lot of what he's able to do to an opposing team, which is just keep them in check. Toronto came back to win Game 2 off another strong pitching performance by Chicken Strip himself, Ross Stripling. We're going to talk about Ross Stripling on this episode because I feel he's earned it. Before dropping the finale, 6-3, the second I saw Luis Garcia on the docket and actually read up about Luis Garcia and what he's been able to do, I'm not surprised that happened. It's kind of good, and MLB hasn't really gotten a lock onto him yet, especially not a team looking at him for the first time. So yeah, we're going to be focusing on that series, because I don't want to talk about Alek Manoah getting lit up, because that's not fun for anyone. We want to be excited about Alek Manoah. We don't want to talk about him giving up 4 home runs and displaying the sort of wild things I warned about when he was being called up from AAA. Nah, no. We can be sad another time. Well, there are going to be some sad things in this episode. We're going to have to talk about what the Blue Jays do now with Danny Jansen's injury. So that'll be a little later. I suppose if I want to stick to happy, I could just go on and on about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. again. Not surprisingly, the two games where the Blue Jays struggled on offense, Vladdy struggled on offense. 0-for-3 in the opener, the 13-1 beat him down. And then 0-for-3 in the finale. And you could see Charlie Montoyo trying to get him some rest. He pulled him in that first game when it became clear Blue Jays weren't winning it. He DH'd in that finale. The luxury that you can do when you have two first base DH types on the roster is you just pop Rowdy Tellez out there. But Vladdy's defense has actually been keeping him on the field too, which is a very nice plus. But yeah, it's a little tough to see that. And it just kind of adds fuel to the fire that as Vladdy goes, so do the Blue Jays. And this hot streak that he's been on, where he's just been tearing the cover off the ball, seems to have more of an effect on the team's success. Now, he didn't provide the big blast in that Saturday game. Joe Panic ended up doing that in the fourth inning off of Jose Urquidy with the three-run shot. And, you know, it's nice to see Joe Panic back and contributing. I like Joe Panic. He's a good working-class guy that I hope is all that needs to be said about him. So there was that essence of, you know, Vladdy like jump-starting the offense and then someone else being able to you know, put the nail in Jose Urquidy. But yeah, it's just one of those things that, you know, people like me who watch this, it's like, you know, it's something that translates across sports. The Maple Leafs don't do well when Austin Matthews has an off night, or they don't do well in the playoffs in general. Yeah, no, I'm still going to rag on him for that. Even if Montreal's up 3-0 on Winnipeg, I don't care. Don't win the division and then go down in humiliating fashion. And then I won't make jokes about you. It's very easy. So, that's all you have to do, Toronto. And actually, Montreal swept Winnipeg earlier tonight. So, I can't even say that. But yeah, just, I don't want Toronto to become that team. There's too much talent on this team to just be the Vladdy show. It should be the Bo show. It should be, the Semien show, which it was in the month of May. Marcus Semien got Player of the Month honors for May. That's a remarkable turnaround from the April he had. We'll be talking about him on a future episode, but it can't just be the Teoscar show. It can't just be the Grichuk show. They need a collective effort. And in the Miami series, they got it. They got the big blast from Vladdy. But they also had Lourdes Gurriel contributing. They had Marcus Semien contributing. And it fixed a lot of ills. The second game, that rally in the ninth inning, that was everyone moving the chains. That was you know, Joe Panic putting in a professional at bat. And yeah, Starling Marte absolutely dogged it, and it was wet, and who cares? It was, you know, Reese McGuire getting on base, which he's gonna have to do a lot more in the coming days. But it was just everyone executing, and you didn't see that a lot against Houston. And granted, they faced some good pitchers. As I said, Luis Garcia, one of those up-and-coming young pitchers who MLB is going to have to figure out how to deal with them. And then Zach Greinke delivering a complete game, one-run performance. Dude's a Hall of Famer. So, not a lot of fault there. There are places to place fault, but they did not come really from the offense. I almost expected that from the offense. And they'll have their chance to get back on track. They open a set with the White Sox on Tuesday, so we'll see how they respond now that they're going back on the road. Like, that'll be the big thing. But if you're going on the road, why not make sure you have what you need to make sure you don't have to carry around those things weighing you down. Getting rid of cigarettes. Unplugging your vape, because vapes are lame and you don't look cool. Not chewing dip. Instead, get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. Lucy is a company that will deliver these lozenges and gum directly to your door, so you can get the help you need to stop smoking, to stop vaping, to stop chewing, all these things. My brother is a smoker. He's been a smoker since that time he lived out in Alberta, because he apparently needed to deal with being in Alberta. But he's trying to quit. He has a 2-year-old daughter. And these help. They're convenient. They're discreet. You can enjoy them anytime. They look like just mints. They have wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate, cherry ice, citrus mint, lots of flavors. So check out Lucy.co. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB and get 20% off all products on your first order. Gum, lozenges, whatever you want. That's Lucy.co. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Disclaimer, this product does contain nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. These should be used to help you quit and wean off nicotine. So check out Lucy.co, use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB, and stop smoking or vaping. Both of them are gross. Okay. I did not want to have to do this again. I really didn't. I want to talk about Ross Stripling. And I probably will after this. But before I do, before I end with a positive, I gotta get this negative out of the way. Charlie Montoyo needs to stop with Tyler Chatwood. Again, I had this conversation last week, and yet again, Charlie Montoyo has left Tyler Chatwood in a game well past when he had any right being in there. And I know it was a blowout. I mean, there's no disguising it. It was 8-1 when he came in. They had CJ Edwards going out there mopping up some innings, which, good to see CJ back in the majors. I'm glad he has a role, at least. Makes me worried about David Phelps, but I'm glad he has a role. But second straight time, Tyler Chatwood showed he did not have anything. Only instead of walking every batter he saw, he just gave up hit after hit after hit. 6 hits. Did not get an out. At some point, you just have to have some freaking awareness. Like, you can make the case that Miles Straw got lucky and he used his speed and it was essentially a failed bunt. Fine. Still putting balls right in the wheelhouse of guys like Martin Maldonado. You know, right down the pipe for Carlos Correa. That pitch he got to really put the salt on the wounds. Just everything was over the plate. Like, it wasn't fooling anyone. And I know you can't really foresee those sort of things, but you have to have someone warming up with Chatwood. Like 8 times out of 10, Tyler Chatwood will go out there and do his job and give you 1 to 2 innings of solid work and you'll be happy. But there are these days when just nothing goes right for him and he can't find it and he needs to be pulled immediately. Yes, it did not matter in a 13-1 game. But as I said, this is not the first time that I'm talking about this. And it starts to get old quick when I have to keep doing it. So, maybe learn from this. Maybe get another guy up, not Jeremy Beasley. Maybe when you have Tyler Chatwood up, keep someone else available in case it becomes clear like this that he is not offering anything constructive to the team efforts. Can I talk? Yeah, I can talk about Ross Stripling. Now let's talk about Ross Stripling. Ross Stripling had a good game against Houston. 5 innings, only gave up 1 run, scattered 7 hits, only walked 1 batter. More importantly, did not give up a home run. Plunked Aledmys Diaz. Don't care. No home runs. That's the key to Ross Stripling's success. Not letting teams lock in on him. Not letting teams just tattoo him. Or if he's going to do that, then at least minimize the damage like he did against Cleveland. Yeah, he did give up a home run in that game. Josh Naylor hit him out of the park. That was it. And that makes 17 innings for Ross Stripling, where he's given up just 2 runs. Hadn't done that in a single start all season. The minimum he gave up in a game was 2 runs. The 2 5 inning performances tie his second longest outing of the season. The 7 innings against Tampa Bay, obviously the longest. But it's just, maybe it's a sign that, he is starting to find out what he needs to do to succeed in the American League East at this time. Because my God, did that trade look terrible. Giving up Kendall Williams to get a guy who could not keep the ball in the park, who could not deliver an ERA below 6. He's got it down to 4.71 after that performance on Saturday. Is the batting average so high? Absolutely. At a time where MLB is trying desperately to raise the average of its hitters, Ross Stripling is doing his part. Opponents are still hitting .283 off him. But as long as he doesn't compound the damage and doesn't let them find that one pitch they can bury over a wall, that is the key to Ross Stripling's success. It's why he did not last in Los Angeles, because he could not do it. It was a sign Saturday, maybe he has it. I know, I'm probably just, jumping the gun. I'll have to see what he does next time out. And I'm trying to pull that up. But I believe, that would line him up to face the Red Sox at Fenway Park. So that's going to be the big test right there. He gets the Red Sox and then he gets the Yankees. So we'll see if this Ross Stripling can stick around or if the Blue Jays are going to have to get the bats out in spite of him. I'd like it to be the former. What I'd also like is a Built Bar. Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor that you can order to your door No problem at all. They have coconut, coconut almond, cherry raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, cookies and cream, and right now, for a limited time, you can get an 18 bar mix box. That's two of each, so you don't have to make a choice between them. You can just get all the Built Bars delivered, and you can get them in their healthy form, where they contain 17 to 18 grams of protein, anywhere from 130 to 180 calories, and just 4 to 5 grams of sugar. That's 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. So promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com, and get you some tasty Built Bars in your mailbox. And since you're in a good mood, you got your tasty Built Bar, you can try and, you know, put your expertise to the test to get more Built Bars by going to betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can bet on baseball. You can bet on the Euros that are coming up. Euro 2020 happening in 2021. I know, don't ask. You can bet on UFC. If you bet on that Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight, you're a sucker. But whatever you want to do, you can go to betonline.ag, check out all the great news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. And when you sign up today and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you can receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams run through the playoffs. I hope you bet on Montreal. Anyway, you can do so at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so what are the Blue Jays going to do about Danny Jansen? I'm not even saying that about his hitting, because the hitting's been better. Prior to him going out, he had a hit in 4 of his last 6 games. And the other 2 games, he had walks. He had a 6-game on-base streak. But that came to an end on June 6th when he left due to injury. It's not looking great. Sorry, just a little bubbly in the throat. Anyway, was reported to be a right hamstring strain. He was undergoing testing today. We don't have the results of that testing yet, but it's very probable that Jansen's heading for a stint on the IL. And for a team that had a fair amount of catching depth going into the season, it's going to be tested in a hurry now, because if Danny Jansen goes on the IL, that means Riley Adams, the only other catcher currently on the 40-man roster, will be called up. And that means that the Blue Jays will be relying on a tandem of Reese McGuire and Riley Adams to get them through basically however long Jansen's going to be out, because Alejandro Kirk ain't walking through that door. And Gabe Moreno is still very raw. I cannot see Moreno being the call up here, especially since Adams was already on the team for a little bit. Didn't actually play because they had Alejandro Kirk at the time. But Moreno, I have to imagine it's going to go up to AAA in Riley's absence, and we'll see what he can do there. He is tearing the cover off at New Hampshire. 367 batting average, an OPS of 1.036, dude has 4 homers in 20 games. He has 24 RBIs in 20 games. He's a very good offensive catcher. The Blue Jays seem to have a lot of those. Yeah, it might be tempting to actually promote him, but I still believe it's going to be Riley Adams, even as, you know, I look at a rather bland 250 batting average. Dude is also just bashing homers. He has 6 homers in 19 games at Buffalo this season. He just got to make more contact. But it's very possible that the Blue Jays could be looking at another stretch where they get minimal production out of their catchers. And I know, it seems like that's always the case. But, I mean, Reese McGuire, he's batting .220. He has 1 extra base hit. It's a double. He has 1 RBI. So you're not getting a lot out of Reese with his bat. So the Blue Jays are going to have to start getting creative. And they might even have to shorten the bullpen and try and get another bat on here. Just serve as like that designated pinch hitter. Usually it's whoever from the outfield in the first base position isn't starting that day. Be it Raddy Tellez or Lourdes Gurriel or Randall Grichuk, whoever. They might need another. And the only problem with that is they don't really have another option on the 40-man roster right now besides Gabe Moreno. Josh Palacios is still working his way back from a wrist injury. Otto Lopez is a nice infielder, but he's not a guy that you're counting on for pop. It may just come down to how quickly Kevin Biggio and, you know, to a lesser extent, George Springer, because I think, for the most part, Blue Jays fans are just like, was he even here? But yeah, Biggio did homer in the start of his rehab in Trenton on Sunday. So hopefully that's a sign that he'll be back quickly and that he is going to be activated as soon as possible. He was placed on the IL May 22nd, so there's no worry about having to wait out his time, which is good for the Blue Jays because they probably are going to need the offensive help, especially as they face the White Sox, the Red Sox, the Yankees. We are going to have to see. But, you know, Springer's not going to be ready yet. Even if he's going to... you know, be cryptic and say he's going to be back this weekend. As Andrew Stoughton pointed out on Twitter, I'm not that much of a believer. I need to see it, George. I need to see actual proof that you're ready to go. All right, I talked a bit longer than I thought I would. So I'm going to wrap this up. Just a reminder, you can find the podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Himalaya, the Odyssey app. Wherever you find podcasts, you can subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. While you're there, check out the Locked On Today podcast, where today they're talking about Milwaukee getting blown out by Brooklyn in Game 1 and just asking what Milwaukee does after being blown out by Brooklyn in Game 2. Sorry. I gave Milwaukee too much credit. But yeah, Brooklyn's just wrecking Milwaukee's steez. So check that out on Locked On Today, wherever you find podcasts. You can follow this podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. And that's it. Anyway. I'll try and be back to preview the White Sox series for y'all. So, until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at ChaseFromTheCouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.